So I'm guessing you went through and cleared out the gun store as well, judging by the bullets.
Mike would like me to let you know that he's still not talking to you.
I can tell.
Got it. He would also like me to remind you that all forms of communication can be done by first talking to me, where I will pass it along to him, and he can respond.
Respond through you.
Exactly.
Okay. Morgan, ask Mike where the guns are, because I'm only seeing bullets. And a glucose meter, which I'm taking, by the way.
Okay. Mike would like me to let you know that the guns are hidden underneath the car. But some have to go back to the board.
Of course. Wouldn't want the kidnappers to be without weapons. What a world that would be.
Do you want me to relay that to him, or...
He can obviously hear me. Punk, you can take some rounds for your sidearm, and I'll take for mine. I'm seeing a rifle of some kind. One of us will take that for the tunneler. Even with the spit grenades, we might need something that packs a bigger punch.
Mike wants me to remind you that you didn't ask his permission to use the gear he scavenged.
I'm sorry, are we asking permission of our detainees now? This was your plan. I didn't realize I needed to ask your permission to execute it.
He would like me to remind you that you shot his friend.
Oh my god, why is everyone I run into out here an idiot?
Hey!
Not you, bud. You're great.
What about me?
You're amazing too, Noodle. Salt of the earth.
Oh, come on. We can't both be great. Now we have to know, which one of us is the idiot?
I don't think we need to compare, Em. We both know the answer.
Of course we do. I'm just making sure she knows, too.
I'm sorry, do you think you're the brains of our little operation?
I saved us on the rooftop.
Even a dumbass clock is right twice a day.
Hey, rude!
You're both stupid for different reasons. How's that?
Fine.
How's the spit bombs coming?
Well, they're sealed in the jars, so we should be good. Anyone else have the worst cotton mouth of their lives?
Yeah, my tongue feels like a pancake in my mouth.
Weird analogy, but alright.
Mike, you cool if we take some of your water in the truck?
What's that? Yeah, you can talk to Kit. Kit's cool.
Fine. Go for it. Just leave enough for the ride back.
Oh, come on. You're going to respond to him and not me?
Well, he didn't want to kill me.
You were going to kidnap us. You attacked us. What the hell is this where you three are all buddy-buddy?
They didn't shoot my friend.
Oh my god, I apologized, but seriously, what was I supposed to do? Let him shoot me?
I don't know, maybe.
You're impossible. I'm taking the rifle, and your water. I can't believe you have a rifle, but instead use a nail gun and a pickaxe.
Nail gun is quiet. Pickaxe would mess you up.
If you hit with it.
Huh?
Nothing.
Okay, so, strategy time. Mike is going to use the jackhammer to hopefully lure the thing out. We're going to be waiting up in the trees and throw the spit down on it.
Yep. Second that happens, I'll use this new rifle I just got, and you two take pot shots. Assuming you know how to use a gun, Noodle.
I'm a pretty good shot. Morgan can vouch for me.
He's okay.
See? So, we pepper it with shots till it slows down and ultimately keels over. Tunnelers are aggressive, so Mike, you have to clear out quick.
Got it.
After that, we hopefully kill it before it can flee, and we cut out the heart. Any questions?
Yes. What's the backup plan?
Great question, Punk. Backup plan is... not much. We don't really have one.
Okay, how about this? Backup plan is we just ram it with the car.
We need that, so let's nix that idea.
Okay, that's like plan G, though. Worst case scenario.
All right, if things go horribly wrong, plan G is to ram it with a car. Mike?
So?
Give me the keys.
Well, why?
I was promised I got to drive the car, so I'm going to drive the car.
Why are you planning for a plan to fail?
Expect the best, plan for the worst.
Besides, everything we do becomes silly or otherwise wacky. It's our curse.
All right, team. Grab what you need, and we'll get started on... What was it called again, Em?
Operation Spit Swap.
Absolutely not. You let them name it this?
I didn't vet the name, if that's what you're asking. We're not calling it that.
Plan A. We're keeping it clean and going with Plan A. Really weird choice, Punk.
It was topical, at least.
Thank you, Mike. Fine. Plan A. Hands in the center?
No. I'm going to go find a comfortable cedar to climb.
I have the keys. I can drive you. She's already walking. All right. Hop in, team.
No hands in the center? We could be like a football team, Kit.
Maybe another time, bud.
I would have done it.
Thanks, Mike.
Everyone ready?
We're cool.
Locked and loaded.
All right, Mike, it's your go. Start jacking whenever you're ready.
Nice.
Okay, don't forget to cover me. Okay?
Don't worry, friend. We'll keep you safe.
I don't like how she said that.
It's now or never, Mike. On your go.
Fine. Letting it rip.
And now we wait, everyone.
You know, that's not something I thought I would ever miss.
What, construction?
Yeah.
Yeah, same, actually. Almost feels like we should be walking down Midtown instead of, you know...
throwing a jar of spit at a 10-foot-tall tunneling monster from another dimension?
You read my mind.
Shush up down there. You never know when... Mike, kill it!
Okay!
Run, dude!
Grenade out!
Lucky bastard, I always wanted to say that.
Shoot it, you idiots!
She's going for the tree!
Jump!
Yep. Oh my god, that was so cool. Eat this, you disgusting bug thing!
This is exciting, right?
I don't know if exciting is the word I'd use.
Oh, come on. Dude, people would write books about us.
Hey, Em?
Ah, it's climbing!
What's up?
This one doesn't seem to be slowing down as much as the last time.
Oh, yeah, would you look at that. Well, we do still have the one jar left. Here, let me try. Oi, big ugly!
It's still climbing the tree! Why are you idiots talking?
Do you think there wasn't, like, enough salt in our spit?
I'm thinking that might be the case.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
For once, I think I am. Come on!
Why are you leaving?
You got him right where we want him!
Who is we?
Plan G!
Oh my god, we're screwed. You've got to be kidding me. Okay, just like he taught you. Aim at an angle, have a solid grip, lock your shoulders, wrap your legs around the neighboring tree, and pray. Yep. Ow! Just hold on. One, two, three, four. Holy crap. Come on, idiots.
Woo, Plan G, let's go.
Oh my god, we're doing this.
Plan G,
woo!
Everyone all right? We all in one piece?
Hell yeah. That was awesome.
Awesome is a word for it. Car might be fucked.
You know how to fix a car?
In theory.
Perfect. You all right up there?
Just in the nick of time. Now please, get me down.
So, what's the damage?
A corny line. But seriously, what is the damage?
You want that in technical terms or layman's terms?
Does it make the car any less destroyed, depending on how you tell us?
No. Essentially, the front of the car is destroyed.
We can see that. The front half is literally caved in. That's your expert opinion?
I said I theoretically knew how to fix a car. Doesn't mean I'm tech savvy.
So you can't fix it?
I can maybe get it running with some of the others around here. It'll take a few days, and this thing is going to drive like shit, but it should move again.
Should?
That's the best you're gonna get.
We'll take it, Mike. Thanks. How's it coming getting the heart out?
Oh, you talking to me? Don't worry. I got it. Don't need any help.
I feel like you're being sarcastic. I don't know, maybe that's just the empath in me.
Of course not, punk. It's easy peasy over here.
Again, I think you're being...
Please go help her.
Right, got it.
Hey, Kit.
Yeah?
I never got the chance, but I wanted to say thanks for not letting her shoot me.
Of course. It worked out in the end. Probably not for the people you definitely enslaved, but for Iona. So, small victory.
Okay, it was like a ton of people, but...
I'd prefer if you didn't tell me. That way I can rationalize. You're welcome, though. Even if you don't deserve it, I'd like us to be the type of people who don't execute.
My hand. Io! Io! I'm sinking! It's pulling me in!
No, it isn't. Stop whining.
Oh my god, help me, help me, help me!
So, you and Morgan, how did you find out?
She found us. Jumped us, actually, back in New York. And we just happened to be heading in the same direction.
That's it?
That's it. It was Morgan's idea, actually. They thought a traveling partner would get us to Maine faster. Not really sure how we're doing on time, but it's been eventful, at least.
And, what's her interest in traveling with you two? You ever think of that? Because the board, that's... It's not the type of place you want to go if you're just passing through.
Do not throw up. Do not throw up.
How are you not?
Nope.
No?
Do I think she's going to try to sell us to the board to get her dad back? Totally possible. But she gave me her word she wouldn't, and I'm choosing to believe her.
That's so dumb. That's exactly what she's going to do.
Why would you risk that?
I didn't want her to come with us. That was all Morgan. They're like a puppy sometimes, and they wanted to follow her. I didn't trust her, and yeah, I still don't fully. But I'm taking a leap of faith.
Right off a cliff, to your death.
Yeah, maybe. It's a catch-22, you know? If we turn our back on her before she betrays us, then we're the bad guys. Because we leave her dad to get eaten or whatever.
We don't eat people.
But if we do follow her to get her dad back, there's a chance she might turn us in to save him. The thing is, we don't know what's the good guy decision until we're there making it.
So the plan is just to wait until something bad happens so you can realize you made the wrong call? I'll reiterate, that's dumb.
You don't think I know that? What's my alternative? I leave her and her dad to die and just forget about this whole thing?
Yes, absolutely. That's the smart idea.
You're turning green, punk.
I know it. I don't like this, Io.
We're almost done. Grab the ribs and I'll pull.
Or, I have a plan C. We ditch her, take the ark, and head back to the board ourselves. She can always find another heart, and we get to reap the rewards. Think about it. We resupply with food, water, maybe even give you a car to head back to. Where are you going again?
Maine.
Yeah, Maine. Maybe they'll give you a not messed up car and you can be on your way. Then we can all forget about this.
Here's the problem with that. I don't trust you. Option A and B both have a chance that I'm going to get kidnapped and eaten.
We don't eat people.
But you do kidnap people.
Well, sort of, but...
I can't trust you. And I can sort of trust her. So, I'm going to go with the devil I know instead of the one I just met.
See yourself? I'm trying to help you.
I get it. Part of the reason I'm going along with this plan in the first place is because of you. If it wasn't for the heart to get her father out, I wouldn't go for this. You gave us an option C, so let's hope it works. And if it doesn't, Morgan will kill you. They'll go down swinging.
Guys, we did it! Look, 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 look! We did it! And I only threw up a little bit!
Heart's out. What's our next step?
Retrograde is a post-apocalyptic comedy drama written by Joey Gutierrez. Follow us for all things Retrograde at weareretrograde.com or on Twitter at RetroGangPod.